It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 24th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. There's a stereotype that San Francisco's tech people are a pampered lot. This story probably won't help. But hey, where there's a will, there's a valet, or at least an app that'll get you one. Released this week, it's called Lux Valet, and it lets you tell the valet person where to meet you. When you get there, no need to parallel park. You just get out and let the person park it for you. Do we need this, and will it become a thing? Marketplace's Queen Akim takes a look.
So where am I going?
Where I was going was downtown San Francisco during a workday when it's impossible to find parking. Lucky for me, the techies have an app. I pull out my iPhone, click on a parking app called Lux, and tell it where I'm going. I got places to go, I got people to see. When I arrive, Kelda runs up to meet me. She's my Lux valet.
How long are you staying today?
For about an hour.
I ask Kelda, how'd she know what side of the street I was going to be on? She takes out her iPhone.
You have it right here on the app? Yeah, so you can see where you're coming from.
Oh. Kelda takes my car to a parking lot that Lux has partnered with. For this service, I pay $5 an hour with a $15 maximum. Not bad for valet parking in downtown San Francisco.
Parking is a $30 billion industry in the United States alone.
That's Curtis Lee. He's the CEO of Lux Valet. He says Lux isn't just providing a luxury, it's using technology to tackle real transportation problems.
30% of traffic is caused by people looking for parking. And in parts of San Francisco, that amounts to 27 minutes on average.
Of people circling around. When I'm ready to leave, I pull out my app to get my car.
I call it the instant gratification economy.
Liz Gaines is a reporter at Recode. She says it started with services like iTunes. With one click, Apple could zap a song to your computer. And now smartphones are bringing it into the real world.
You push a button on your phone and get rides through Uber and Lyft.
And now you can get valet parking with the push of a button, too.
So there's a couple of big challenges. One is
these parking tech companies probably don't make sense outside of densely populated cities.
And you're dealing with real world goods and services.
Unlike, say, a digital music file, you can't just zap up hundreds of parking spaces. And you need real people in the real world to provide the service.
One of the ways that these companies are doing that is they're working with people who are not full-time employees, but are instead contractors.
And that introduces real-world labor issues. In other words, as the instant gratification economy tries to move offline, tech companies are losing their online advantage and facing many of the same problems brick-and-mortars do. In San Francisco, I'm Queen Akim for Marketplace.
It's Friday, and that means time to play Silicon Tally. New York Magazine's Kevin Roos joins me today to go tete-a-tete. Kevin, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I sure am.
All right, I got a number for you, $200 million.
The amount of money that Marc Andreessen spent yesterday.
The number that I'm actually looking for is that this week we learned Yahoo's mobile ad revenue added up to more than $200 million in the third quarter, which I guess proves that some of Marissa Mayer's plans for the company, moving it into the mobile revolution, seem to be starting to work. All right, what do you got for me?
I have $84 million.
The amount of money that Mark Zuckerberg spent flying his private jet to China this week?
That is pretty close. It is the size of Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella's pay package that was announced this week.
Whoa.
What makes it interesting is that just earlier this month, Nadella got in trouble for saying at a tech conference for women that women should not ask for raises, that they should trust in karma to give them raises. So he has a lot of karma coming to him, apparently.
All right, I got something for you. 1 inch off the ground.
Oh, I think I know this one. Is this about the hoverboard?
Well done, sir. That's how high the Hendo hoverboard will lift you off the ground. Did you watch any of the videos of people using this week?
I did, and I am so jealous. Do you have one?
I don't have one, sadly.
Oh, my pay package. I got to get one. Yeah, that's on the Christmas list.
But you know what's weird, though, is like watching those videos, they do not look like Back to the Future 2.
This is just early days, though. I mean, versions 2 and 3 will be something cool.
All right. What do you got for me?
$500.
$500 is what it'll cost me to buy back my online privacy?
It's going to cost you more than that, I'm afraid. $500 is about the monthly wage of someone who moderates social networks for explicit or gory or violent or just sort of illegal content.
Wow.
And these people are largely based overseas now. These are contractors, and they make something like $500 a month to do that. I mean, it sounds like a pretty terrible job to me.
I guess it doesn't surprise me that along with so many other jobs that we are not that interested in here in the U.S., we've shipped them overseas.
Exactly.
All right. Kevin Roos, he writes for New York Magazine. Kevin, thank you very much for playing along, man.
Thank you for having me.
Before we go today, Facebook has officially launched Rooms. It's an app and publishing tool that allows people to participate in discussions on lots of topics with whatever username they want. The weird thing is, this is kind of like the old school chat room days of AOL. Remember? My online screen name used to be Brock Brock. Let me give you some other marketplace staffer screen names from the days of yore. Birthday Tronic, Propane Boy, and Stanalicious. Tweet me your old screen names and let me know if you're going to use Facebook's Rooms. I'm at the Brock Johnson. All right, that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.